This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Coming up this Saturday, it is the STEAM Extravaganza out at Umpqua Community College. And the Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub Director is Teresa Middleton. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So I guess just to refresh people, let's kind of go back to the basics. What is STEAM and how long has it been around?
The Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. So we're one of the hubs that actually incorporate art into our programming. We've been around for quite a few years. There's 13 STEM hubs in the state, and we provide all kinds of STEAM things, activities and trainings and that type of thing.
Now, this kind of evolved over a lot of changes in technology and just really how life works, right?
Oh, yeah. Look at everything that we have now that we didn't have 20 years ago, and we need people keeping up with that and students and working them towards those career fields.
So I imagine nationally this goes back a little further then.
Yeah, the STEAM roller got going really well in about the year 2000, and just started to pick up steam. And if we look at where we were with technology then and where we are now, we can see why we're just on a fast pace of continuing more and more advances.
So how long have you been the director of the Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub?
It's been about 2.5 years now.
And what was your background before that?
I got a degree in forest products back in the day, and then decided to go back to school when the timber industry kind of tanked and became a biology teacher. Took some time off, got my master's degree in adult ed, went back to teaching for a while, and then somebody sent me this job description for the STEAM Hub and said, hey, this is exactly your job, and it was. So I went ahead and took it.
Well, and I imagine sometimes people are fortunate to sort of have that happen where something just really clicks.
Yeah, and even though you weren't looking for it, it came looking for you, so it's meant to be, right?
So talk about the importance of these in the area of life. I mean, science and technology and engineering. Now, one of the things that not everybody does, and maybe you have an idea of what percentage of folks incorporate the arts into this as well.
There seems to be more than there were, but I would say probably, well, at least in their acronyms, maybe 10%. Yeah.
And is that a particular region or does that vary?
It varies. It varies. Yeah.
So your event on Saturday, who's it aimed at?
The focus is mostly youth and a lot of the younger youth. We're talking pre-K to probably fifth through seventh grade. But we do also have some things that high school students and parents and adults would enjoy as well.
And what kinds of things are people going to see out there?
Well, we have the robotics competition will be going off in the gymnasium. So that's going to be cool. Usually they're there, but they're actually going to have a competition. We're going to have some forestry things going on. We have our engineering department doing some things, our mechatronics. We're incorporating every letter in STEAM. So we'll have science activities, technology, where our engineering folks are going to be doing some 3D printing and showing kids and having things. We have our engineering department there. We're going to have students make or kids make clay pots, and we do have math games and math events set up too. So we're making sure that they get the full STEAM experience when they come.
What can you tell me about the 3D printing?
You can make just about anything with a 3D printer. Our engineering department has some students and assistants that will be there, and they'll have a machine that'll be printing things, and then they will be having made items there that so students could see that. So you can, it's fascinating what you can do. My program assistant took her picture and created our little head, like a statue of her. It was so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
This has come along so far, and all of these areas are some of the really fastest growing career fields, right?
They are, and there is such a high need for that. So we have 13 STEAM hubs, and we all are funded at least a good portion of it by ODE grants. And one of the things that is the focus of our STEM Investment Council is career readiness for students. So making sure that they have what they need, because technology just keeps on improving. So not only the skills, but the mindset to be able to keep advancing forward.
And how many folks did you have out at this event last year?
It was around 200 plus.
And at the college, where are you at?
This year, we decided to consolidate and be a little closer together, and we're going to be up in the gym area around the pool and inside the gym, and a couple folks will be outside close by. We did that for a few reasons. We wanted to keep it easier for families to be able to get from one station to another, but also just in case of rain, because it's a little earlier this year, at least we'll be undercover. So it was a dual purpose there.
Yeah, might see a little bit of that Saturday, not looking like a whole lot. But so what do you do in a typical day? And maybe you don't even have a typical day running this.
No, the extravaganza itself, or just running the
just
STEAM.
The STEAM hub, yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a typical day. So a lot of it is, we also provide professional development for educators, working with teachers, providing PDs and trainings. We do outreach to the community. We partner with most of the schools in different ways, our libraries. We were able to provide them with science equipment, so we do some things with our libraries. So we're constantly, there's no 2 days that are the same. And some exciting news is that we are actually, hopefully this week, we will be picking up our STEAM van. So we will be having a van where we can take educational STEAM things to the more rural parts of the community.
So how did you manage to get that?
It was a lot of budgeting and saving and deciding what is the best way that we can support our community in the areas of STEAM. And that was one of the things that my colleagues do, and they are able to do more outreach. And with our rural areas, sometimes it's really hard for our families. They can't travel. They don't have the ability. They don't have the money even to come up to Roseburg for events. And this way we can take STEAM to the rural schools that might not be able to access some of our things and those community events, and it'll be a good thing.
Well, in some of these areas, I mean, if you go up Tiller, Days Creek, you're 45, 50 minutes out, maybe an hour away. So schedule-wise, that's sometimes hard to do. And if you can take what you want to do and be there at their facility, it seems like it'd be a big improvement.
Yeah, that's what the goal is, to be able to serve all of Douglas County and be able to go to those who can't come to us.
Now, this van is going to be powered by probably not STEAM.
Yeah, probably not. And maybe we can, maybe that would be one of those challenges we throw out to students. Hey, make some fuel for us. So, peanuts or whatever.
Yeah, that that might be a whole way off. What do you see when you're working with kids on this? Because it seems like, for people that are middle-aged or up, some of this seems a little daunting. But yet it seems kids embrace it real easily.
They do. They just they pick up on things really fast, and they have they're not afraid to try something and see if it works or not. We did the libraries put a STEAM day on at the Winston Library during spring break, and there were so many kids and families there, and they can just, you just show them once or not even show them. We have some items that it's just like, this is how you start it, this is how you stop it, and you figure it out in between. And they do. They're really tech savvy, much more so than some of us that are not the same age bracket.
All right, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. Teresa Middleton from the Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, True Wealth Radio at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, the final day of April, we actually start to think about May. We'll talk about Oregon Wine Month. Greg Jones from Avicella Vineyards is also the president of the Oregon Wine Board. And we're going to talk about wine in Oregon and Wine Month and what's going on tomorrow's program. We're talking steam today. Teresa Middleton, the Umpqua Valley Steam Hub Director, the big event happening Saturday at Umpqua Community College. How many different organizations or schools or entities do you have involved in this?
Oh, 25 plus, counting volunteers and community partners.
Wow. So a lot of people, probably takes quite a while to put this all together.
It does. It's a group effort. So that's for sure. It's something we couldn't do without our community partners.
And talk about the relationship between the college and the STEAM Hub. How does that work?
The STEAM Hub is based, we're housed up at the college, and UCC is our fiscal agent. And we also collaborate across programs where we can and when we can. So we might be working with CTE, the career tech part, partner with early learning, early college, with their health events. We help out where we can on the job fair days, but because that's also part of what STEAM Hubs do, you know, career readiness. So we have a really strong and beneficial relationship with the college. They support us in what we do, and we support them as much as we can in the areas that we can.
One of the things I know you're doing is a robotics competition. Talk about that and what you're seeing take place.
The high school robotics team will be there. Cindy and Ian, I always say his name wrong, sorry about that. And they're going to be there with their kids, and they're going to be having the competition up there. I'm not sure who they're competing against. I hadn't received the email back, but it'll be really, they're going to have some amazing things up there. And then kids that are coming to watch will also have an opportunity to maybe work with some of those robots.
Well, and again, another area that seems just, you know, like you're watching a science fiction movie. Except now we can do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to use animation. It's for real.
Wow. So this has all moved really fast. And I imagine one of the aspects of this is not only to give young people an opportunity to kind of get in early, but also help them point direction towards the future, which isn't always a four-year education.
No, it's not. So UCC has a really great program with their apprenticeship program, and you still need that technical ability and those skills, but be able to use that and with a career and move forward. So some of these things don't require a full college education, just training.
And a lot of them, once you get in and begin to advance, I mean, it's sometimes at a pay level that's better than a lot of careers that have a four-year education.
Absolutely. Yep. A lot of them.
Wow. What inspires you to do all this work?
I love working with youth. I see the benefit of this, helping educators, being a former educator. So it's just a great job to have, and you feel like you're making a difference in a different way. Even though I miss my students, I think I'm having more impact across, schools and counties this way. I love to see the growth in students and kids when you see them at these events. And I have grandchildren who, when they come to my, they came to my office, and my grandson said, "Oh, this looks like a toy store," because we have a huge lending library of amazing things. So I like to think of that every now and then. It's like, it is kind of like working in a great toy store with all kinds of high-end toys. So that's
fun. Do
you
think we will look back on 2025 in 10 years and feel like we're in the dark ages?
I'm afraid so. Things are moving so quickly that I think there's just going to be a lot more advancements at faster paces.
You know, and especially, and this ties into this, I imagine, to some extent as well, is artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that can be controversial, but it's the wave of the future.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing to see what takes place and some of the things. I see a number of applications out there, people already using it. Yeah, and you're right. Not everybody thinks it's a good idea or thinks maybe we're all going to find ourselves out of work, and then that's going to cause a whole other problem. But that's a topic for another show. So, but at this point, you've got the opportunity to really take these things that are out there and give people kind of a, young people, a path forward. You might have mentioned it earlier. What's kind of the age range of people you're hoping to see?
I would say littles, pre-K up to like sixth, seventh grade. It's really, they will find a lot of things to do. High school students can also, especially with our mechatronics and the robotics there. And we'll also be handing out STEAM kits afterwards. After the kids go through all the areas, we will have STEAM kits while they last of all kinds of variety of them, encompassing all the STEAM portion.
So what's in a STEAM kit?
It depends, but you get to put together things. Some of them have little robots. We even have a cyborg-looking hand. We don't have a lot of those, so if you're going to want one of those, you have to come early. Sometimes we use Kiwi kits. We have some Kiwi kits, and we also have some STEM kits that we've gotten. So we try to get such a wide variety that any youth that comes can find something that interests them within the STEAM kits.
So for the work that you're doing under the STEAM Hub, then how is all this funded?
Part of it's, most of it's through an ODE grant, and that all the hubs get for science education, for STEAM education.
And are there similar STEAM hubs around Oregon in a lot of the counties now?
There's 13 of us cover all of our 36 counties in the state, so we all have different regions. Greater Oregon covers a big swath down the center of Oregon, a lot of area, but lower numbers because it's very rural. And we do collaborate with each other on a lot of our different trainings for educators and different things.
Anything else out there going on that we haven't touched on yet?
I'm looking at my notes. We will have hot dogs, free hot dogs and drinks for folks, water mostly and chips. When you come, you don't have to pack a lunch if you want to stay for the full 4 hours. It'll be from 10 to 2. And we have the amateur radio folks coming again. They were there last year, and they were able actually to talk to somebody in Japan. So that was really cool. So,
wow. So a lot going on this Saturday. And you mentioned it's 4 hours long, so somebody could actually be there the entire 4 hours and stay busy the whole time.
I would hope so. Yes.
Wow. If people want to find out more about the Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub, how do they do that?
We have a website and a Facebook page that I'm not real great at keeping up, but we do have a website, Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub. You can contact us up at the STEAM Hub, and my email is teresa.middleton@umqua.edu.
Well, it's the STEAM Extravaganza, a lot going on. Again, it's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Umpqua Community College, indoors and out, both kind of near the pool area in that general vicinity, right?
Yes.
All right, that's happening this weekend. Teresa, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
1250 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.